said, oh, thank you, Jesus. It's been good so far. I bet the best is coming, yeah. Ooh, and I saw Jesus yesterday. Heard all about my trouble. He said, I'm sorry, man. I mean, I never thought I'd go this way. I've given you no reason to believe. Oh, but you're still here on your knees. Can't make a fun deal. That's a sure and a good stay. Ooh, and I saw Jesus yesterday. And he heard all about my trouble. He said, I'm sorry, man. Well, I never thought I'd go this way. I've given you no reason to believe, but you still hear of your deeds. You make a fine living at the short end of the stick. You make a fine living at the short end of the stick. Oh, no, now you make a fine living at the short end. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
All right, Ian Sherwood. Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming out to Songwriters from Here and Away. We've got more shows. We've got E.B. Anderson. I've got a few people coming in from West Coast. All sorts of stuff going on. So thank you. And IanSherwood.com, Songwriters from Here and Away. Look it up online. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
My Lucifer is lonely. Standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation. An open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them. Got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. The good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely. Look at you, needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery. Walking wearing feathers. Peter should know better. Your cover-up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him? Poisoning themselves now. Begging for our help, wow. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. The good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely.
Hey guys, welcome to the fourth official episode of this new season of Bangers with Claire. As always, or in case you don't know me, I am your amazing, beautiful, sexy, talented, stunning, perfect host, Claire. Yeah. Shocker, you would have never guessed my name. Anyways, y'all just heard All the Good Girls Go to Hell by Billie Eilish, a little bit of a throwback, but we live also because spooky season is just around the corner. I felt like I had to go back and watch some of those old music videos because they are just like we need to talk about the generational single run that she had up to the release of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Like When the Party's Over, Bury a Friend, All the Good Girls Go to Hell, Bad Guy. That was like that they need to put that in the history books. And the music videos, oh my God, and You Should See Me in a Crown, like the tarantula in the mouth. That was when I was like officially sold on her. Like I already was a fan, but that was like, that's like the coolest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I'm horrified of books. Like I would never have done that. But I was like, whoa, who is this diva? And fun fact about the music video for that song, All the Good Girls Go to Hell, is pretty much everything she actually did herself. Basically, how she works is she always jokes that, like, I go in and I'm like, I want the music video to look like this. But I don't think about how it's going to make me feel until we're actually, you know, like, on set and doing things. And there was a really funny story with the Bury a Friend one where it was, like, she went in apparently to, like, a meeting about the music video. And they're like, Billy, we can do everything except the needles. And she's like, no, that's the one part I wanted. Which was, it's just, but it's also, like, so impressive because, like, guys, in a world of AI, be a Billie Eilish. Moral of the story. Also, as a representative for the pop girlies, I think that it is expected of me at this point to report on my opinions on the newest Taylor Swift album, The Life of a Showgirl. I will say I have a lot to say, so I'm going to save it for another break. But I also just want to say, Twitter, thank you. Like, thank you, Taylor, for dropping this because my Twitter feed is the funniest it's been. And I think years. So I am actually probably going to go through my phone and read out aloud some tweets that I found because I think the world needs to hear them because they're so funny. And yeah, I will also give my opinion on the album because I think that's more so what the people want. But anyways, as always, I have a lot of new amazing music coming up. So please stay tuned and stay on the line. As always, see you soon.
keeps telling me fine, and my heart keeps telling me now. Every time I see the boy,
you say I'm a star. I look like him. You told us as kids he died of a broken heart. And for every door you open, there's a room I can't go in. I'm breaking. I still can't find you. Now that every day the plane takes off and every night all of the medals I won for ya. Panic attack just to be your favorite door tapper. Everywhere I run, I'm always running to ya. Breaking my back to carry the weight of your heart. But I keep dancing till I get sick. Dream so big. Why did no one listen when you hit the notes from your heart? I'm a good actress. Look at the medals I won for ya. So you could imagine being the favorite.
Hey guys, and welcome back. I started that segment of songs off by playing Go by Adela. Again, like, she just continues to better herself even since last time I played her music and talked about her on here. It's like she just keeps getting better. I'm continuously impressed by her work ethic, her work, her artistry, her performances, everything. If you have not, go see her MTV Push performance right now. It is insane. She is so hungry for this. I need everybody to make her like the next big pop star because she totally has the potential to do it. After that, I played Got Me Started by Troye Sivan. Yes, I still do the dance anytime this song comes on in public. I was gonna be in for Halloween, guys, but finding little red undies is a lot harder than one would expect, which is the same thing I found when I went to Montreal. I literally couldn't find a going out top. It's like corporate girl, like autumn or something. Anyways, after that, I played The Boy by Rochelle Jordan. She's very cool. I do not know why I didn't find out about her sooner. I believe she's from London. Western. Eww. You know, well, somebody from Queens that's getting into, like, sticky territory. I don't think she went to Western, though. So, we're good. It's just so cool. Like, this is my favorite type of sound in terms of R&B. Like, it's very full, almost housey. I really enjoy it. After that, I played Revolving Door by Tate McRae. I can't do the leg thing. If for people who know I dance, I've had so many people be like, can't you do the Tate leg? I'm like, guys, I can't do a bridge anymore. I used to dance, but like, I'm not built like that. And then last but not least, I played Favorite Daughter by Lorde, because a little bit ago, I should have probably talked about this on the show earlier, I did see Lorde. She touched my right hand. I have been blessed by the Lorde. If you would like to get blessed, you know, let me know. We can arrange something. We can figure something out. But it was like, it was insane. It was like literally like a cathartic experience. Like, I don't think you understand. I've been to a lot of concerts. I saw Oasis. I enjoyed this more. Like, these are songs I've grown up on since I was like 8 years old. And to hearing them live, and everybody, the crowd was like amazing. Everyone was having so much fun. Like, it was so communal and beautiful. Like, forgive me if this sounds like a bit emotional, but like, it was really like almost like a very beautiful experience. Anyways, it's now time for the moment the people have been waiting for. What are Claire's opinions on the life of a showgirl? Here we go. I wrote this in my notes app yesterday to prepare for this. So here we go. Nothing is inherently terrible, but I was constantly waiting for this album to wow me. The production is almost too clean and polished for its own good, and in overall terms, I find her recent music always feels like the vocals and instrumentals were mixed in two separate rooms, and then they just kind of put them together as like a two track. Along with this, some of the lyrics are cusp unforgivable. For example, in Eldest Daughter, I'm not a bad bleep and this isn't savage. And then there's another one about like a chihuahua or something, but like whatever. They just feel like her attempt at trying to latch onto trends and like be cool and appeal to like youth culture. What frustrates me is we know she can do better because she's made Folklore, Evermore, 1989, and she wrote those. She completely wrote Speak Now by herself. And none of those songs are poorly written. They're all great. It just feels like she's churning content out now for the sake of making money. And I hate to say this because I did used to be a Swiftie. And she just wants to try and break records. She wants to just chart. It's all just feels like a little bit of a cash grab. Overall, I gave it... What was it? Let's see. Overall, I gave it a 5.5 out of 10. Because y'all are still being overdramatic. It isn't that bad. But there are some really funny tweets, as I said earlier. So let me go through and find them really quickly. They're somewhere on my phone. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, this is a good one. If Taylor Swift wrote these lyrics, that's really bad. If ChatGPT did, that's really, really bad. But if Travis did, I'm kind of proud of him. Oh, here's another one. Wait, oh my God, I screenshotted the same one twice. It was too good. And then there was another one that said Spotify needs a thumbs down button. And there was another one that said, like, what are your skips on the new album? And somebody literally just said, all of them. Like, someone quote retweeted. Again, like, no shade to Taylor. Unfortunately, the internet is a really beautiful place. I don't have time to finish my conversation point. So after the break, I will get back to you with my opinion on the Charlie Taylor tea. So I will see y'all then.
Everything's okay as long as you treat us same way, like you always do. Calling me a fool, saying what I like. But this is my sign. Don't stop, can I get to you? Try, never enough, till I'm stuck in your mind. Don't worry about a thing, cause you know that I'm staying. Believe me when I say, between us, babe. You know we're hopeless. Come back with me today. I can't let your door. Obsessed with you, I can't lose. It's the way that you move, like you got something to prove. But no one can do the things you do. No one can do the things you do. So let's turn this page and we can take it slow. Take it slow, slow. I'm at your door. You know I came to do more. Can I get to you? Try, never enough, till I'm stuck in your mind. Don't worry about a thing, cause you know that I'm staying. Believe me when I say, that I'll be knocking on your door. Reminding you, trust me, you trust. Don't let a spark then come between us, babe. You know we're hoping to come back with me today.
Cup of tea, go take the easy street. You want a diva, you want a diva?
It's a game that you wanna play, boy, I could play it too. Proceed and let's see about who cooler than who. You act like you don't know me, that's classic, I taught it. You send a sentence, I send him back, like my new bet, you bought it. My big flirt, you caught it, attention got me nauseous. Make your move, I make it mine, I'm always watching for it. You act so smooth around your friends and mine too. It's regarding me, am I not to you? I can play along, but why is this what you wanna do? You act so cool, but I am cooler than you. You all talk about dating. Play it back, won't look your way, won't talk your way, you're shaking. Make your move, I make your mind. I'll check the time, I'm waiting, cause you
your friends and mine too. Disregarding me, am I not to you? I can play along, but why is this what you wanna do? You act so cool, but I am cooler than you.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to run through the songs real quick so that we can get to the moment that everyone has been waiting for. Start things off with Muddy by Sophie Powers, followed by Knockin' by Pino. Crazy name. Pino is like a weird name, and I know two Pinos. The more you know. P-I-N-O. That specific spelling. I used to think that it was P-E-E-N-O, and I don't know why. I thought peen was a funny word, so that would always make me giggle as a kid. Then I played Diva by Michaela Gear. I love her, and you know what? What, like, an artist I love making a song called Diva, you know, a word that I use in my traditional Claire Luck vocabulary, my syllabus. It's just the best of both worlds, guaranteed hit. Then I played Dealer by Lily Yun off of her new album. I think this is like my favorite song ever right now. I can't stop listening. It's so good. It's simple but effective. She can write very good lyrics. She's very smart and she has very good melodies. Like, just, it's so catchy. It's so well written. The production is great. It works with the song perfectly. Like, literally no notes. I haven't heard this a song this great since The Little Miss She Made by The Favors came out in like August. Yeah, anyways, fire, Lola. Keep cooking in the kitchen because whatever you're making is fire. And then after that, I finished with Cooler Than You by Chesca Cruz. So here we go. My opinion on the Charlie Taylor beef. But before we divulge, the most important thing for us to do here is we need to set the background. We need to set the preface. We need to give the people that don't know what's going on a bit of a history lesson. The timeline starts, and I'd say around 2017. So Taylor had Charlie as an opener for her Reputation tour. Nothing really happened here. You know, it was cute, but this was like when Charlie didn't really know who she was. Like, she was getting on stage, like, she was doing her pop girl thing. Like, this was like when Boom Clap was really popular. She had just released Pop 2 though. Like, Unlock It was kind of popping off. She was starting to want to kind of go back to her EDM roots, I guess. That's not really important to the story, but I digress. Then, like, nothing really happens. The timeline is stable. But around, I think, 2021, 2022, Charlie starts dating George Daniels. George Daniel. He is the drummer for the 1975. Then, around 2023, while Taylor's on tour, she starts dating Maddie Healy. Now, who is Maddie Healy? This is important. Maddie Healy is the singer of the 1975. And I'm not blaming this on him. I don't really like him as a person, but they basically, him and Taylor broke up. It wasn't cute. I'm not blaming this on him as a person, but he did have a lot of issues with, like, substance abuse, and a lot of Taylor's songs were basically just her, like, digging in on him for this, which is a fair point, but at the same time, it's kind of disrespectful to somebody if they're actually having, like, issues in, like, an addictive relationship. I don't want to get into that too much because I am kind of neutral on that whole, like, the whole Taylor Maddie situation, because I'm not a Swiftie. I don't really know about that. But this is when things kind of start to escalate. But around the time that Taylor and Maddie were dating, Charlie XCX writes Sympathy is a Knife, which is basically just a song about her feeling insecure in herself. And it's not about her being mean. It's about her feeling bad because she has these thoughts in her brain that are kind of like intrusive and evil. Like, there's a line that's like, don't want to see her backstage at my boyfriend's show, fingers crossed behind my back, I hope they break up. But that's not actually, that's like the thoughts in her mind. She doesn't actually wish evil upon the person, but that's definitely referring to Taylor when she was with Maddie, because yeah, they were both dating members of the band. And then Brat came out in like 2024. TTPD was already out at this time. So Taylor hears this, but first of all, she's being like really fake. Like, she's like in interviews like, I love Charlie XCX, I love her songwriting, she's so talented, I like love her new album, yada yada. She's really like hyping up her performance at the Grammys. And then the new album drops with a song called Actually Romantic. First and foremost, very similar title to Everything is Romantic. And the first line of the song is very evidently like direct jab at Charlie. And it's not cute. And then moral of the story, the whole point of the song's like, you think like you're being a hater, but like, I think it's cute. Like, I'm kind of into it. Like, you're making me like blush. Like, you're so cute. Like, I don't care. Yada, yada, yada. Which, okay. I just think that the entire point of Sympathy is a Knife completely flew over her head. But you know what makes this whole thing funnier? So Maddie Healy's now married to Gabourey, who's like a model. We love Gabourey. She's a queen. And there was a video of a comedian, was it Veronica Slokoska, the new girl on SNL? I don't know, who was like doing like what I think the songs are gonna sound like. And Gabourey commented, "Do Actually Romantic, please, babe." Because it's almost like they knew. Like they knew that like a dig was gonna happen. But I will say, Charlie is so unbothered. Like, she's handling it like a champ, partially because the entire internet has decided to take her side. And I agree. Like, how petty. I wish my biggest problem was somebody being insecure because of me. Like, I wish my biggest problem was I have to go out of my way to find a fight to pick with somebody. Genuinely. Okay, so there you have it. Basically, moral of the story, I'm Team Charlie. Hashtag Bradinator, I don't know. Here for Charlie. Okay, I'm not gonna. Okay, that's like more lore, but whatever. So basically, we got to get into these next few songs because I'm running out of time. So we're gonna play Why Is She Still Here by Renee Rapp. I love her. I have nothing else to say. She killed it at All Things Go recently. She's a star. We love Renee in this household. Then I'm gonna play Super Glue by Pony, Never Getting Laid by Sabrina, my mandatory Sabrina insert. And we're gonna finish things off with Mind Loaded by Blood Orange featuring Carolyn Polachuk and Lord, because they were openers for Lord. And this man had an electric cello. I want one. New instrument, guys. As if I don't already play enough instruments. But like, I was gagged because I couldn't even see it. Then all of a sudden, this dude just like starts pulling up and it's like, I'm like, electric cello. Anyways, I will see you all next week. Go stream Sympathy is a Knife. Bye-bye.
Sleeping on the cover, 'cause it falls. Still.